This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down. I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off the way out there. Spot I would see no more. And as she rolled away, I heard the pale moon say, so long, it's lonesome here.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen with a Bob Nolan composition titled Way Out There. Now, that song has been recorded by a number of groups and artists, individual artists, like Marty Robbins, for example. And I would be hard-pressed to tell you which one I think is the definitive version. There are a lot of really good versions of that song. We just heard from Andy Parker, and we've got some other songs now we'd like to play that we think probably are the definitive versions of those songs. We're going to start off with Rex Allen and Little Joe the Wrangler.
Little Joe the Wrangler, he'll wrangle nevermore. His days with the Remuder, they are o'er. Was a year ago last April, he rode up to our camp, just a little Texas stray and all alone. It is late in the evening, he rode up to our herd, on a little Texas pony he called Shaw. With his brogan shoes and overalls, a tougher looking kid you never in your life before had saw. His saddle was a Texas cack built many years ago, with an okay spur on one foot lightly swung. His hot roll in a cotton sack was loosely tied behind, and his canteen from his saddle horn was swung. He said he had leave his home, his paw had married twice, and his new ma whipped him every day or two. So he saddled up old Shaw one day and lit a shuck this way, and now he's trying to paddle his own canoe. said if we'd give him work, he'd do the best he could. Though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount, kindly put him on, for he sort of liked this little kid somehow. He learned to wrangle horses and try to know them all, and he'd get them in at daybreak if he could. To follow the old chuck wagon and always hitch the team and help the coast and near old Russell Wood. We'd driven to the Pecos, the weather being fine. We camped on the south side of a bend. When a norther started blowing, we doubled up our guard, for it taken all of us to hold them in. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, though the kid had scarcely reached the herd. When the cattle lay stampeded like a hailstorm, they fled, and we were all a-riding for the lead. Amidst the streaks of lightning, we saw him in the lead. Was little Joe the Wrangler in the lead? He was riding old Blue Rocket with a slicker o'er his head, trying to check the cattle in their speed. At last we got him milling, kindly quieted down, and the extra guard back to the wagon went. There was one cowboy missing. We knew it at a glance, was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket fell, down in the washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse, mashed to a pulp, his spurs had rung his knell, was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
Shades of night are falling as the wind begins to sigh, and the world is silhouetted against the sky. Shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and a plaintive wail from the distance. Comes a drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. Until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Thank you.
the dawn will come and you'll be on your way.
On your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil,
Rodgers and the Sons of the Pioneers with Blue Shadows on the Trail, the soundtrack version of that song. And before them we heard Rex Allen with Little Joe the Wrangler. And both of those I consider to be the definitive versions of those songs. Well, the next one we have is called Song with a Bandit. It's a Bob Nolan composition, and the Sons of the Pioneers recorded it twice. And they sang it on the radio as well. But I was never impressed with the versions I heard until I heard Andy Parker and the Plainsmen sing their version of Song of the Bandit. Now, whether that's the definitive version or not, I'll leave up to you to decide. But let's see how you like this one.
Ely oly, if I only
long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the shade. She loved a bandit bull who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far in the west his voice came ringing, riding the wild horse he came singing.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay, he brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes for high in the hills, he knows she's waiting.
For his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay,
for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
One day he rode away, but never to return. Danger was waiting there, his love must ever yearn. Long days and lonely nights he waited all in vain, till winter passed and summer came again. Still every night when the moon came shining, for his song her heart was pining.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes for high in the hills, he knows she's waiting.
For his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay,
for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
One night an angel brought a message from her love, told her he waited in the starry sky above. Softly she closed her eyes and bade the angel go, and then the whole world echoed to his call. For straight down the moonbeam he came riding, out of the sky on a winged horse gliding.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay, he brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes for high in the hills, he knows she's waiting.
For his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay,
for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen featuring Charlie Morgan doing the solo on The Song of the Bandit, a song composed by Bob Nolan of the Sons of the Pioneers. And that's from the Plainsmen's fairly new release on the British Archive of Country Music label. It's from a CD titled Down the Trail. That's one you might want to add to your collection. Got some great music on that one. And that's my favorite version of that particular song. Now I'm going to play several versions of songs that I think are probably the definitive versions, although each one of these has been recorded numerous times by different artists. Sometimes, in the case of Jimmy Wakely, for example, they've recorded the song more than once using different arrangements. But we'll see how you like the songs we're going to play. Starting off with Roll Along Prairie Moon by the Hays County Gals.
Roll along while I croon, shine above. sing a song of the Sierra. Let me dream of mountains high.
Let me hear the cattle lowing
and the coyotes lonely cry. Let me guitars a strumming on an old familiar tune,
while a cowboy sings his love song
to a lonely western moon.
It's the nearest place to heaven,
where a man is free,
and I reckon I'll be living with the one.
A song of the Sierras, where the mountains kiss the sky.
Let the song remind my true love
that I'll see her by and by.
Sing a song of the Sierra.
Rose of old, flower of the dawn, blooming tenderly, her memory still lingers on. Angel of the night, shines on my rose of old Pawnee.
Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart
as I go wandering along.
Long are the hours since we've drifted apart.
Deep in my heart is a song. Rose of old Pawnee, flower of the dawn, blooming tenderly, her memory still lingers on. Hey. night. Moonlit reverie, star of love so bright, shines on my rose of Opawnee.
See that purple mountain and that lonely old pine tree. Well, we're heading for that mountain, 'cause that's the way back home for me. In the dusk as the shadows fall, when the night seems to cover all, from the hills you'll see 'em shining. See the lights of old Santa Fe. Evening breeze blows the leaves around, while a brook lends a gentle sound. And this cowboy's heart is pining for the lights of old Santa Fe. For maybe when the roundup's over and I find I'm fancy free, there's a chance I'll be in clover if a certain miss is waiting there for me. Hit the trail, time for us to start to the place where I left my heart, 'cause I'll find my silver lining in the lights of old Santa Fe.
Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers with another song from a movie soundtrack, Lights of Old Santa Fe. That's one I consider to be the definitive version of that song. Just before Roy and the Pioneers, we heard from some other friends of Roy Rogers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, and they sang Rose of Old Pawnee. That's another one that's been recorded by others, but I think that one probably is the best version. And before Foy, we heard a friend of Foy's, Jimmy Wakely. They used to work together in the 1940s. And Jimmy sang a song that was used as the theme for one of his movies, Song of the Sierras. Now, several people have recorded that one, and Jimmy himself had two different versions, at least two different versions. Ken Curtis recorded it, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage recorded it, some others recorded it, and the version we chose is one that Jimmy recorded for his radio show, and then he used it on a Shasta LP and CD that was issued much later. And before Jimmy Wakely, we heard the Hays County Gals with Roll Along Prairie Moon. Now, the Sons of the Pioneers recorded that one in the 1960s, but for me, the arrangement that the producers of that LP decided to use sort of messed it up. But the Hays County Gals did a super job on Roll Along Prairie Moon. We hope you like that. And that wraps up our little segment of definitive versions of selected Western songs. Let's go back to the Hays County Gals now and listen to a song called Rockin' Over. And I'm going to tell you a little something about this one because I just learned something about its history from a friend of ours who's a radio host in England. His name is Paul Hazel. He's got a great show. You can find it on the internet. And I'll tell you a little bit about Paul and the song after we hear the Hays County Gals sing Rockin' Over.
Hey, my guitar for a ride out there where the plains are wide, never knowing where I'm going, right or wrong. I'm headed for a spot out there, my pony knows he's headed where rocking over the river rolls long. Rocking over, rocking over, I'm singing with the river as I ride. Rocking over, rocking over, rolling crystal waters down mountainside.
County Gals with their version of a song called Rockin' Over. And when they recorded this back in 1996, they didn't know anything about the song. They just liked it. And let me read you what they wrote in their liner notes. They say, "We don't know who wrote this song or where the heck the river is, but we do know it has more key changes than the time Sheriff Doolittle had to shuffle all them prisoners at the Brown County Jail." Well, thanks to our friend Paul Hazel, we were able to find some information about that song. Its origins are not anywhere near Brown County. It's a song from New Zealand. That's pretty far from Hays County, Texas, isn't it? Well, what Paul told me was that a New Zealand cowboy singer named Les Wilson recorded that song and wrote it long ago. Paul actually gave me a copy of the old 78 that Les recorded that song on, and at one point soon I hope to be able to play that one for you. But what we've just heard was the Hays County Gals' interpretation of that old song from New Zealand, and we hope you enjoyed that. Well, now we've got a song from a movie soundtrack from one of Fred Scott's movies. Now, Fred Scott isn't terribly well known in cowboy circles these days, but back in the 1930s, he was a very popular singing cowboy. He had an operatic voice, I guess you might say. And the British Archive of Country Music has just released a CD that has a number of songs by Fred Scott and some of the other singing cowboys that had similar voices. Stars like Dick Foran, for example. They're all on one CD that just came out at the end of 2015. It's called Operatic Cowboys. You might enjoy that one. If you like Fred Scott, you'll love this CD because it's got a bunch of his songs on it. And interestingly, Fred Scott never made any commercial recordings. These are all songs from his film soundtracks. And somebody did a great job of restoring the audio quality. We chose one we thought you might enjoy, titled Riding Down the Sundown Trail.
When I'm riding down the sundown trail and heaven's blues are blue, I am dreaming of the days I knew and trails I rode with you. When I'm riding down the sundown trail, the prairie land so fair, sunlight on your hair. You were such a sweet companion as we rode through sage and fan, up the mesa, down the canyon, just trailing round the land. When I'm riding down the sundown trail,
Fred Scott from one of his movies from back in the 1930s and Riding Down the Sundown Trail from the new CD release from the British Archive of Country Music titled Operatic Cowboys. Now, Fred sang that song back when Gene Autry was making his movies in the 1930s and he was competition. But Gene had a larger following. Now, speaking of Gene Autry, we've been doing some of Gene Autry's music in a special salute to Gene, and his career lasted so long, unlike Fred Scott's, we've had to divide our salute into several sections, and we've got just a few songs now today, but we're going to deal with Gene's later years. Starting off with a song he recorded maybe more than once. Here he is with Merle Travis. You can recognize Merle's guitar as they do a Smiley Burnett composition titled It's My Lazy Day.
Well, I might have gone fishing, got to thinking it over. The road to the river's a mighty long way. It must be the season, no rhyme or no reason, just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Well, never mind calling, for I ain't a-coming. Just get you on by me, stay out of my way. For a little deep thinking, might drive me to drinking. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. I'm finding it easy to mind my own business. I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way. Ain't taking no orders, ain't hiring no people. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Don't ask me no questions, ain't giving advices. Ain't a dating no women, ain't a wanting to play. Just want to look stupid, don't want to meet Cupid. just taking it easy. It's my lazy day.
Gene Autry with Merle Travis on guitar, and It's My Lazy Day, a song they recorded in 1954. Well, also in the early 50s, Gene Autry and the Cass County Boys got together and recorded some music for children. Now, there is a CD titled Always Your Pal, Gene Autry, that had several of Gene's songs that he recorded for children. That CD sold out. I don't think it's in print anymore. Just recently, in fact. But it was pretty pricey when it sold out, because those things were getting scarce pretty fast. At any rate, we have a song from that CD, and it's one we thought you would like especially. It's titled Broomstick Buckaroo.
Hang up your bridle, your lariat and saddle, your pillows, waiting, broomstick, buckaroo. Shadows are falling, and your bunkhouse is calling, calling my broomstick, buckaroo. The Sandman boss of Giddyup Trail is looking for a stray. He's short of hands on old Dreamy Range, so Wrangler, hit the hay. Lay down your six gun, those rustlers dear are on the run. Good night, my broomstick buckaroo. Your lariat and saddle, your pillows waiting, broomstick buckaroo. Shadows are falling, and your bunkhouse is calling, calling my broomstick buckaroo. The Sandman boss of Giddyup Trail is looking for a stray. He's short of hands on old Dreamy Range, so Wrangler, hit the hay. Lay down your six gun, those rustlers dear are on the run. Good night, my broomstick buckaroo.
Gene Autry from 1950 with the Cass County Boys and the Pinafores from his Melody Ranch radio show, and Broomstick Buckaroo. That's one he recorded a couple of times over his career. Now, as years went by, Gene Autry's musical director, Carl Kottner, decided that it might be a good idea to reissue some of Gene's old recordings done up in a new style. Now, Carl didn't ask Gene to go back into the studio to re-record songs. Instead, he took the old records or radio transcriptions and remastered them, adding a sort of stereo effect. Maybe he added more bass. Maybe he added some background voices or something. And anyway, he came out with a new set of recordings of old songs by Gene Autry. Now, some of those, I think, didn't work out that well, but other folks liked hearing Gene Autry in stereo. And here's one of those songs right now. This one, I think, did come out quite well. It's called Under Fiesta Stars.
We met by a stream one night in Mexico. The moment stood still under fiesta stars. I learned how to dream that night in Mexico. My heart felt a thrill under fiesta stars. The night spoke of splendor. The lanterns were low. I had to surrender. The thrill seemed to grow. The music was playing. We danced until dawn. My thoughts began straying. And then she was gone. Tonight there's a stream somewhere in Mexico, where lanterns that glow blend with a soft guitar. I wish I could dream again of Mexico and still feel the thrill under fiesta stars. Tonight there's a stream somewhere in where lanterns that glow blend with a soft guitar. I wish I could dream again in Mexico and still feel the thrill under fiesta stars.
Gene Autry and Under Fiesta Stars. Since that time, the technology has improved, and the audio quality we get from today's reissues is usually much better. But anyway, that's what it sounded like when Gene Autry and Carl Kottner got together to reissue some of Gene's early songs with a stereo effect. Well, now, in late 1961 and early 1962, Gene Autry did go back into the studio to re-record some of his early songs, and he sold those tapes to RCA Victor. It was his last LP of up-to-date recordings, and I liked it quite a bit, and I'd like to play a couple of songs from that LP. Starting with one he had recorded very early in his career, so it's nice to hear this re-recording now. It's titled, You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven.
You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come in sight, my heart is lost. only star in my blue heaven. And you're shining just for me. Brightens up the night till you come inside. My heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart, call back my rose, rose of salmon tone, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. Of that moonlit path by the Alamo and rose my rose of salmon tone. Song, empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. Of that moonlit path by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone, rose my rose of San Antone.
Gene Autry with the San Antonio Rose, and that was from the last commercial LP he ever recorded. And you could tell that his voice was showing its age now, and so he figured, well, now's the time to stop. But he did go back a few years later to record his Cowboy Code, and we figured that would be a fitting way to end this salute to Gene Autry. Let's listen to him now as he recites the Cowboy Code.
A cowboy must never shoot first, hit a smaller man, or take unfair advantage. He must never go back on his word, or a trust confided in him. He must always tell the truth. He must be gentle with children, the elderly, and animals. He must not advocate or possess racially or religiously intolerant ideas. He must help people in distress. He must be a good worker. He must keep himself clean in thought, speech, action, and personal habits. He must respect women, parents, and his nation's laws. The cowboy is a patriot.
Gene Autry reciting his cowboy code. And that was from 1989, nearly 30 years after his last recorded music. And of course, Gene stayed with us until October the 2nd, 1998. He passed away peacefully in his sleep at his Studio City home on his wife's 57th birthday. Gene was 91. And that wraps up our three-part salute to Gene Autry. But we found a record by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen that is a song that was very closely associated with Gene because it was his first Western hit song. So we'd like to play Andy Parker's version to close out this tribute to Gene. It's Billy Hill's composition, The Last Roundup.
For the last roundup,
he's heading home.
Gonna saddle old Pain for the last time and ride.
Gonna ride, ride, ride.
So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. For the last roundup.
Roundup. Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along,
little doggies, get along.
Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along,
little doggies, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup.
He's heading home
to the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky.
In the sky,
where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'll be riding in that last roundup.
Roundup. Get along, little doggies. Get along.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.